Well, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to... We'll start over. Hello, we'd like to welcome to our radio show. This is Trigger Happy Memories, live from Amory, Wisconsin, on WPAC Radio 93.1, or on the web. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Ed Schmidt. We are geared up for a good show, folks, because tonight we have Carl Oslin. You heard me right, Carl Oslin, the drummer and vocalist from Trigger Happy. Each show we feature a guest. We had some great guests, haven't we, Eddie? And tonight is no exception. You'll enjoy hearing Carl share some music and share a few good stories, and most of them stories are true. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it, yeah. Once again, we want to say hello to everybody. Welcome to our show. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We are live in Amory, Wisconsin, and we've been doing this for 4 years and 1 month, I guess, right now, right, Eddie? We're up
to just a little over 4 years.
Yeah, this has been so much fun. We've had so many great guests that have been so generous with their time and talents, and so
we got a dandy tonight, I'll tell you.
He's a ringer, is what he is.
He's a ringer.
But Eddie, you are getting closer to retirement, December 4th.
That's right. I'm taking after our drummer, Carl. 5.5 weeks.
Good for you.
Stay home and watch it snow and not have to drive into St. Paul every day.
Oh, good
Perfect.
For you. Yes. And, of course, deer hunting is coming up.
That's right.
I imagine you'll participate in that.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Good for you.
Yep. Yes. Your brother Joe and I, we already got one nice little buck that came in a few weeks ago. So we already got one with the... bow and arrow, but
little was
there.
Right there. Is there AKC tags on it there or what? Jeez.
Oh, and I guess the last job we did as a group with Trigger Happy was a barn dance early part of the month, and it was for the Shriners, which was a lot of fun. It was kind of a chilly night, but we had a lot of fun doing that. And you haven't traveled as much lately, Eddie, with your work?
Or? Well, actually, I just told Bob, but this is the first week in five that I haven't been on the road. So I did 3 weeks in La Crosse, and last week I was in Madison. So,
and we talk about this, and I don't know if we always explain that you work for a company that makes eyeglasses.
Yep.
And you've been doing this for almost 40 years, huh?
43 and a half, 43 actually.
And a half.
Jeez.
But who's counting?
Yep.
Yes. Before I go any further, I want to mention that, and a big thank you to Lou Ann Peterson, who is the receptionist and the bookkeeper, and she is a hard worker at this radio station. She archived all of our shows, Eddie, the last four years. And you can go back onto the website, and the very top of the website, if you see Trigger Happy Memories, you click there, it'll walk you right through it. And if there's a show you missed, or somebody might have said, boy, I would have liked to heard Mike Blue from the Dweebs on your show, you can find it. She's got them all filed perfectly. Or what if you missed a show and just like, or if you're traveling and it didn't work on Thursday night, you can find these shows. So thank you to Lou Ann for that. But we're going to say hello to Carl Oslin. How are you, Carl?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me back here. It was a real shame that I heard that you weren't able to get anyone else. But no, I'm happy to be here.
Well,
this is fun.
I think you were the eighth call and you finally said yes. So. And we mentioned that you had recently retired.
Yeah, so retired from St. Croix Central Schools down there in Hammond and Roberts. And I'm glad I'm not going to have to go through a lot of snow removal this season and what have you. And I just saw something today that I guess that the St. Croix Central Panthers are playing their football game tomorrow night at the old middle school, which used to be the varsity field.
Sure.
But because of the field conditions at the high school, they're playing it on the old field tomorrow night.
See, you're not there to take care of that field like it properly, and they had to close that field.
See what happens, you know. I leave, and everything just, no, I tell you, they got a good crew over there.
Well, what's it like to be retired? What are decisions? What do you have to do?
Busy. I'm so busy. Busy every day. You know, I get up, have a little coffee, and then I got to decide, what color sweatpants am I going to put on today? There's a lot of stress involved with retirement, as Ed will find out.
I'm looking forward to
that.
But lots of little projects around the house that we're getting finished up, and it's wonderful. I really like it.
I just hope we don't retire from music. We can keep having fun with this.
Absolutely.
One way or the other.
Yep.
So, why don't you sing a song, Carl? We're going to put you to work right away.
All right. Well, which one do you want to do here? We went to
that one that you know.
That one good one.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's do that newer George Strait song that we do with Trigger Happy. And it's on one of his more current records. And I'm not here for a long time, but I'm here for a good time. Goes like this, then try it.
Seeing George together, didn't we, a few years ago? As Cowboy Rides Away, was that the tour he was doing?
Yeah.
That was fun. That was great fun.
Yep.
Yeah. And
where was that, up by the Straight Eight there?
No, I think it was in the Twin Cities, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
At the Target Center or something?
Yeah, where was it? I've seen him at the Target Center. I've seen him at... Bowles Lanes there in Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, you know.
So. Anyhow, let's go back to talking about some stories with you, Carl. You've been with Trigger Happy, I think, for over 10 years.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, we've recorded a couple of CDs together with you. You spent 20 years with the White Sidewalls.
Yeah, 20 years.
Back in their heyday. I just talked to Hound Dog, Pat Brown, here last week. And then I talked to Brad Nelson this week, too.
Yeah.
From the White Sidewalls. Good guys. But you got something on the top of your head that would... Some inspiring stories from back then?
Well, not so much from back then. I just wanted to touch real quick on my son, Rick.
Sure.
A couple months ago, he had a real bad bicycle accident in the cities. He lives in the cities there. And he was on one of those motorized or electric bikes.
Sure, yeah.
And he doesn't know what happened, but he went over the top of the handlebars there and really wrecked his head up pretty good and broke his clavicle, his collarbone, broke four ribs, had bleeding on the brain. And so we weren't sure at after that happened what was going to be going on.
Sure.
But, you know, thank God. I think the power of prayer is... he's recuperating very well.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And he's not able to drive yet. And that's one of the things. You know, he lives kind of down by the East Hennepin, Lindale Avenue area there in Minneapolis. And I went over there and we walked over to this place. I think it's called the New French Cafe. And that's on 26th? I think it's 26th in Lindale. And right there was on the corner was a place called the CC Club.
Okay.
Now, back in the day, that was called the CC Tap because all they could serve was beer there. And I said, you know what? I got to tell you guys a story. What happened was that was one of my first professional band playing jobs there where you loaded up in the back of the building, up three steps, and there's the stage. And there was a curtain there for the steps. Anyway, to make a short story long, I'm drumming away that night, and...
And again, this is not the White Sidewalls. This
no.
Is okay.
This is a different band. Okay, this is before the White Sidewalls, even. Called Common Ground was the name of our band back then. Anyway, one of the rivets on my drum throne snapped. And all of a sudden, I'm gone. It snapped, and I went through that curtain down those three steps, and the band turned around.
You were gone.
I did the most famous drumming disappearing act on earth that night. Yeah, and I told the guys about that, and my boys apparently had never heard the story. So after we had lunch, I saw the door was open to the CC Club. Mm. I said, I got to go in. I got to go in there and check this out. And sure enough, things had changed, but it still was pretty retro in there. And, you know, I explained the owner was there. I don't know what his name was, but I explained to him had happened. God, he got a big kick out of that. But.
And you didn't get hurt too bad.
No, I didn't. I didn't get hurt. Not like my son.
Like I said, not like Rick. Up. Yeah. So. Well, we'll come back with some more stories.
Yeah, okay.
But Eddie, you want to sing a song there? You up for one?
I guess we can try something here. I had sent a little message. First, I was surprised on how many texts I got today wondering who's going to be on the show tonight. But Greg Wheeler was asking me who was on, and I told him that Carl was going to be on. He goes, well, you better tell him I'll be listening, and he better come with his A game.
Okay, Greg.
I said I was working on a couple of lefty songs, and so... I got text after text from Greg. This song, was it this song? This song? And I said, no. I said, this one or this one? I go, no. I said, you're going to just have to listen. So here's one that I said I was going to dedicate to Festus Hagen.
All right.
It's one called Smoking Cigarettes and Coffee Blues. In the key of D.
I guess I'll take a walk tonight. I know that I can't sleep, and I don't go to bed at all. I just lay there and weep. Instead, I'll make our favorite spot. That's what I think I'll do. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blues. cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. I'd take the next bus out of town, but I gotta be near you. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue.
This is WPCA Radio 93.1. It's Thursday night doing our live show here. We got Carl Oslin, who was so gracious to join us. We appreciate that so much, Carl. And you had another story you wanted to share quickly here, and we'll move on to some more music.
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking about some of the funny stuff that would happen in the White Sidewalls, and we were down in Decorah, Iowa, and we'd normally go out to eat and have a little supper before we played the ballroom down there. Well, somebody on the crew or something had trout that night. And, you know, sometimes trout is served with the head still attached. Well, what happened was we weren't sure if it, you know, when we'd start the show that night, if it was going to be a song that Swanee had to play guitar on or Swanee had to play a saxophone on.
Sure.
So we decided to make sure that Swanee didn't know, but we were going to do Rock Around the Clock to kick off the evening. Of course, there's saxophone in that. And the stage was always very dark when we would start. And we made sure that the head of that trout was on Swanee's mouthpiece, unbeknownst to him.
Oh.
And so, yeah, we're hemming and hawing up there, getting ready to start. He said, okay, Hound Dog went, all right, Rock Around the Clock. A 1, 2, 3 o'clock, and Swanee grabbed his saxophone ready to go, and he looked at that. Jeez, all of a sudden, there's a trout looking at him there. Some of the crazy things band members do, huh?
Oh, yes, yep. It's funny how we remember those crazy things, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try a song here. We've been, last month, Eddie, we had Mark Sterry with us.
Yep.
And Brian Johnson, his bass player, a very good guest. And he did some blues, and I thought to myself, we've done a lot of blues through the years. We're pretty good at it, actually. We did songs like Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Yeah.
Blue Moon. Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. Blue Kentucky Girl.
Right.
Am I Blue? Blue Suede Shoes. You used to sing that one, Eddie. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do one called The Blue Skirt Waltz. Are you okay with that?
I don't think we've done something like that on here on the old show.
We'll see if we can do it. This is what you call blues.
Okay.
Teasing. with you, lady, when first we met. We dance in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Bluer the skies and bluer your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.
And that was the first band that you played in?
That was one of the very first professional bands.
And that was an old-time band.
That was. Playing on the Northeast Minneapolis.
Northeast. There was a lot of good polka bands that came out of that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were serious.
Yes, they were serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you bet they were. Talking about Rick and Andy, they've got quite a career of entertaining in various ways. I remember seeing them with Garrison Keillor, or hearing them, I should say.
Yeah.
I did see the video as well, but can you share a little bit of that?
You bet. Rick and Andy Oslin, by name, my two sons, have been dancers since they were 3 years old, and they are absolutely fabulous tap dancers and musicians. Andy, my younger son, is a fabulous musician, all pretty much self-taught on keyboards, guitar, bass, drums. And Rick is more the percussionist and dancer. And if you want to see some pretty spectacular tap dancing, go to YouTube and look up 10 Foot 5.
Okay, yep.
Or the other group that they have is called Buckets and Tap Shoes. Mm. Something you should check out because they are just fabulous. And yes, they were the only dancers to ever perform on
Prairie Home Companion
because, well, it's a radio show and it's hard to see them when they're dancing like that. But you should YouTube that also.
I remember you said that Garrison came out after the show and sat and talked with you for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. And he talked to the audience. He was very, very... very nice, yeah. You know, really stuck around and talked with people. Oh, and
that's neat, yes. Why don't you sing a song, Carl?
Sure.
What do you got in mind there?
Well, I love George Strait. So let's do...
Did you bring the hat tonight, by chance?
I'm wearing the hat.
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what hat are you talking about?
Well, the George Strait hat that I actually, you know, it was bought in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
You know, right there. So you know it's a real George Strait hat. But I'm not wearing the hat tonight. But I'd like to do one of my favorite songs of all time, and that's the one that he did at every single one of his performances, because he really liked the song, and I believe this could have been his first number one song.
Does he still call on you all the time?
Yeah. You know, I'm telling him, I'm retired now, George.
Leave
and
me alone.
So should you be.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Amarillo?
Amarillo.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. That's all right. Eddie's over there.
I'm just
cracked his fourth beer. And
he was on the cell phone. He wasn't paying attention.
Right.
One, fun.
Yeah. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I've got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I've got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be.
Again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1, and we're live up here in Amory, Wisconsin, having some fun with Carl Oslin. You've got to have more music in you than any drummer I've ever met, you know what? This guy can sing harmony, high harmony, low harmony, sing bass. You play piano a little bit, don't you?
A little bit. My dad was a fabulous musician. He was church organ, choir director at the church, a pianist, and his passion in life was the pipe organ, and he really got started building pipe organs at the age of about 16, and then he was the organist at Bethany Lutheran Church there, just off of Lake Street in Minneapolis.
And you sang in the choir when you were, what, in high school maybe? Or?
Yeah, in high school I sang in the choir. That's when he moved over, or the family moved over to Bethany Lutheran Church, which is 25th and Franklin there.
And your brother John did not sing in the...
John was not blessed with the musical chromastone.
He's a carpenter.
A carpenter, and he is absolutely fabulous at woodworking and building things.
But your dad had limits to who could be in that choir.
John and Dad would get into an argument, and John would threaten to join the choir. That was the end of an argument right there.
Well, God bless John. He's a good carpenter.
Oh, he's got talent there, I'll tell you.
Oh, that's funny. Eddie, do you want to sing another song there?
I suppose we could. Going to try one more lefty song, I guess. It's lefty night for...
Well, it's George night for me, so...
And I'm left-handed, so thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, I figured I better at least try something. Here's one called Gone, Gone, Gone. She's gone, gone, gone. So we'll turn it to the 5-2 there.
She said if I ever deceived her, She'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause look at the trouble I'm in. Now she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster the train flies farther on down the track. I lost every right to be happy when I lost all the heaven I found. She warned me she'd leave and she left me before my first tear hit the ground. Now she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down the track. Now she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies farther on down the track. If I only knew where to find her, I'd crawl there on my hands and knees. Each tick of the clock's a reminder she's 1 second farther from me. Now she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster the train flies farther on down the track.
Very good. That's Eddie Schmidt. That's a good song.
I think we're going to have to start doing that.
I think you're right about
why
that.
Why wouldn't we?
Why would we? We'll probably have to practice that maybe 5-6 times at the cave.
Yeah. We better call a big rehearsal.
Yep, I think we should. Yes. You've got the nicest place for rehearsal. You are nice to host that each time we get together.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You know, Gay is... Too bad she couldn't be here tonight.
I know.
Tonight.
We could have
the whole band in here.
Sure, yes. Carl, you grew up in downtown Minneapolis.
Well, South Minneapolis.
South Minneapolis, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of the violence that went on there during those, after the George Floyd incident, was that kind of in your neighborhood?
Yes, it was. It wasn't very far from, the Lake Street area, the High Lake, and all of that. And I'll tell you, it really, really hit home for me seeing the violence and watching the news. And I saw that there was a restaurant there called the Town Talk Diner, just a little hole-in-the-wall place on Lake Street. And it made me feel so bad to see that thing all completely burned out, because that was the place that my dad took me the day that my brother was born.
So we
lost so many of those old establishments in that area here during all this violence and everything. It's really such a shame.
It is. We are so glad that you moved to Wisconsin.
Well, thank you. I don't like going back to the cities anymore.
No, I don't blame you at all. I might try a song here. This is a song called Chains. You want to try that with me, Carl? And
sure.
Eddie, too?
Sure,
all of us do a little singing. You want to
throw something in there?
Sure. This actually was, I didn't realize this is written by Carole King. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I just found that out today.
Sorry, we're tuning because we care.
Sounds like another musician problem. Chains, my baby's got me locked up in chains. And it ain't the kind that you can see. Oh,
these chains, I can't run around, because I'm not free. Oh, these chains of love won't let me be yet. I want to tell you, pretty baby, I think you're fine. I'd like to love you, but I can't break away from all of these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, these chains of love got a hold on me. Your lips are sweet, I'd like to kiss them, but I can't break away from all of these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and it ain't the kind that you can see. Oh, these chains of love got a hold on me. Chains, chains of love, chains of love,
chains of love. There we go, with a little song called Chains that was done by the Beatles at one time. Actually, it was just us tonight now. It wasn't the Beatles.
Right, I know that.
Yeah,
I'm sure that
you knew that.
They would have a hard time distinguishing us.
Yes, they would. Yes, but, yeah.
No more high songs for me tonight, Mike.
You don't want to do any more of those? You don't do Mr. Bassman?
I know.
Not that one either. Okay. Some of the fun we've had, Carl, through the years since you moved to him. And of course, we've known you for probably 40-plus years.
Yeah.
Been friends for a long time. But we got you to join the Polka Busters.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's been fun.
That's a fun bunch, I'll tell you.
It's a 1968 Pontiac ambulance that we converted to, I should say, Gary McIntyre put a stage in the roof of that.
Yep.
And painted it up, and I lettered it up with all kinds of stuff on it. And we've had a lot of fun with that. We even went to Pulaski, Wisconsin here a couple of years ago for their Polka Fest. And we were in the parade, and kind of ironic, the photo of us going down Main Street, they used that for their next year's flyer on the cover.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, they take their polkas really serious.
Yes,
down
they
there.
Do. Yes. So. But lots of fun with that. Gary McIntyre, the accordion player, and of course Eddie would play saxophone, I'd play tuba, and John would play the banjo, and Joe would play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And John would say, I can't believe I'm this good on the banjo, and it's not even my instrument.
No, see, there you go.
And he's good. I mean, he could play it.
You know? Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's fun to do it here locally, too, for Hammond Heartland Days. And
yeah.
We even played Roberts. I mean, New Richmond.
Yes, we did that a few times, yep.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say hello to a few folks here. We're going to come back and have you sing after this, Carl. But if you have got somebody you want to say hello to, too. But I'm going to start off with saying hello to Roger and Faye out in Spicer, Minnesota. We've got some listeners out there. My wife, Debbie, Rod Sather, an old classmate of mine, Edna Bjorkman Knudsen, Gary McIntyre, the old Polka Buster himself, Dan Wohl. I spent some time with Dan yesterday playing some music. I had a nice time with him. Putz, my old buddy. I hope you're tuned in there, Putz. He's got a shoulder. He's going to have to get some surgery taken care of on his shoulder, and we wish him the very best on that. Greg Lane from the Cactus Boys. Nick and Diane out in Arizona. We spent some time with them. We were out there just last week, and we celebrated our anniversary. And they fixed us a chicken dinner and got time in the pool with them and had just a nice evening.
Nice.
Because we were so far from home, but it didn't feel like that, having good friends like Nick and Diane. Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. Ruth, his sister, in Houston, Texas. My mother, Shirley Halliburton. Uncle Bob, Renee Butler, She always requests Love Bug, right, Eddie?
Yep.
And Paul Hendricks, and we could keep going, but Eddie, you got some there.
Didn't yeah. The wife ran some of them banana bars over to the neighbor, and Al said, "Is Ed home? Is he got the show tonight?" Go, yeah. So Al and Ann, they always, our neighbors, they always listen. Tad Light, and his wife, and Darlene and the boys, the Cribbage boys. Want to say hi to Greg Wheeler. I know he's listening. He was hoping that Carl had his A game going.
Oh, boy.
So far, so good.
So
right?
far, so good. Tom Kramer. Let's see, the Seawells, some of them, our neighbors that come up on the weekends of summer, a lot of them listen. So, Carl, who you got?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my sons, Rick and Andy, and I'm pretty sure they're listening here tonight. My wife, Tammy, Carl and Mary Hemingway. And maybe even some of the old rock families down there in the Hammond area.
Jim Ehlers, didn't he connect with you?
Yeah, Jim Ehlers had wanted to make sure I would behave and we wouldn't get in any trouble with the FCC.
He knows you a little bit, doesn't he?
Well, he knows. He's seen me at SCC. So, yeah.
Well, nice.
Okay. So, well, listen, it's George night.
Okay, let's do some more George.
Let's do something about that piece of furniture you like so much there. Something called the chair. Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken, I don't mind. You sit there, I'll be glad to share. It's usually at your own Friday nights. Oh, if you don't mind, can I talk you out of a line? Well, thank you. Could I drink you a bite? Oh, listen to me. What I mean is, can I buy you a drink? Anything you please. Oh, you're welcome. Well, I don't think I caught your name. Are you waiting for someone to meet you here? Well, that makes two of us. Glad you came. No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good, aren't they? Would you like to dance? Yeah, I like this song too. It reminds me of you and me, baby. Do you think there's a chance that later on I could drive you home? No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I like you too. And to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like you too. And to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all.
Very nice.
Hey.
Very nice, Carl.
Thank you.
This again is WPCA Radio 93.1, and we are certainly having some fun tonight. It's a joy to have you here, Carl.
Hey, I did think of another couple that did respond to Stuart and Jody Anderson. I believe they're down in Faribault now, or Northfield.
Okay.
Something like that.
Sure.
Anyway, old high school friends, and Stu was a really, really good guitarist back in high school and stuff. That's when we first kind of cut our teeth on listening to a lot of Hendrix and a lot of Cream.
Okay.
Steppenwolf. And, then there was John Holmquist, who was our bass player.
Hmm.
John Holmquist, what a great guy. He went on to become a world-renowned classical guitarist.
Oh, really?
and traveled the world and taught all over the world. And he's, I believe, living out.
Sure, are bringing up a lot of good guitar players, Carl. Are you trying to hint at something?
No, no. I surround myself with good guitarists, Dad. Because I am not a musician, you know. I am a drummer.
Well, talking about musicians, you had quite a fun boat trip this summer. Shortly after you retired with, I believe, Steve Gazzoni
of the Rockin' Hollywood.
Yeah.
And Daryl Eastberg and
Brad
Olson.
Yeah.
Brad,
yep.
Well, Brad's got this beautiful, I call it a ship, out of Prescott there. And we used to go out when Brad had a smaller little speedboat. We'd go out on Lake Minnetonka for the afternoon and evening, and we call that our aqua bonding.
Oh, okay.
Aqua bonding. But this year, like I said, Brad Olson played in groups like Hits, and he played with the White Sidewalls for quite a while. Daryl Eastberg, like I mentioned, played guitar for the White Sidewalls and was also guitar player in Hits. And, of course, Steve Gazzoni, world-renowned with the Rockin' Hollywoods there. It was so good to see these guys again.
You know, and Steve's a great guy, isn't he? They all are.
Super.
Super people.
They don't come any better than
them. No, they love people. That's why they kept playing music, entertaining people all these years.
And yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to try a song here before we run out of time. We still got some time here, but we're going to do a song by the Herman's Hermits, if we can do this.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us. There's nobody else inside. There's nobody else and I'm feeling good. Just holding you tight. So listen, very carefully. Closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you. Forever and ever. There's a kind of hush.
Song, Carl.
No.
We can do it if you want to do that. We can do a little bit of it. Otherwise, Carl, you got any other, or Eddie, you got some stories?
I'm
or
just
something?
Thinking about all the years that we've had such great times practicing at Carl's cave there, and while you want to talk about a neat place, I don't think there's an inch of room on them walls between this and that, and
we've got pictures of the
pictures of all the different groups and neat antiques and chainsaws and and some messages that kind of tell you how you stand when you come in there.
And an outboard motor.
Go.
Outboard motor, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to have this place. I'm blessed to have it, that's for sure. And we got the little PA out there. We got a nice little wood stove.
I leave my bass amp there, and you have drums set up. So it's pretty convenient to walk in. And we've watched some football games here, too.
Yeah, we do.
Carl, do you have a favorite? I know George Strait is one of your very favorites, but what are some of your musical influences? I know you've played a lot of different kind of music.
Well, one of my first bands that I was ever with after high school was Marv's Rhythm Kings, and that was all polkas and schottisches.
Yeah,
waltzes and all that stuff. And of course, I've been in some rock bands too. Mm-hmm. And not just the oldies bands, but of course, like you said, I was with the White Sidewalls for 20 years.
Sure.
And happy to be playing with Trigger Happy. You know, we're just a bunch of old war horses that are...
Played with Rick Stenner and some of them rock bands.
Not common people, but the Knights of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, sure. Rick Stenner, Dave Swanson, and Brad Nelson. Yeah.
So,
too bad you don't know anybody in the music business, Carl.
Well, yeah, that's true, Ed.
Eddie, would you want to play a little bit of Last Date on your steel?
Sure.
We got about 3 minutes. Is that okay? Can we do that quick? If we run out of time, just kick us out of here, Bob. Steel guitar, and we're going to have to say goodnight. Carl, thank you so much. You want to share?
Yeah, I just wanted to share this from Barb Haas down there in Roberts from Haas Excavation and stuff. She posted today on Facebook, and it says, "You know what I'm going to do the day after Election Day if my candidate loses? Go to work, be happy, live my life, love others. If he wins, the same."
That's a good attitude.
It's a great attitude.
Life will just move forward. And,
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, Carl, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're proud to have you as a friend and certainly as a member of our group. And
we don't have any fun at all.
No. All business.
It's all business. And you guys, good luck on deer hunting and stay safe. And
let's see what we come up with next month.
You bet. And everybody out there, stay safe. And we'll tune in again. Make sure you can go to the archives and catch us as well. Just go to Trigger Happy Memories on top of the webpage, and you can tune into what you want to see. And if you don't like it, you can shut us off. So you have some options here, folks. But thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.